as well. You have your Bibles. I want to read the very familiar text, just two verses. Luke chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace. Webster defines peace as freedom from war, a state of harmony. Peace, freedom from civil commotion, freedom from anxiety and annoyance, peace, a state of tranquility and serenity. Peace is a very trendy term at Christmas. You send cards that say peace, and some of those cards have glitter, and glitter is not of God, but I still open the card. Peace on earth. There are pillows that are embroidered with peace and comfy throws that you get out on the holidays and put on your sofa that say peace. And sometimes the words alone are illuminated and you see them in yards and attached to buildings. Peace. Here are a collection of what some others have written or spoken or sung about peace. You may say, "I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine all the people living life in peace." Whoa! John Lennon, peace. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it." The novelist Michael Cunningham wrote, "You can't find peace by avoiding life." The Dalai Lama, "Do not let the behavior of others destroy your peace within." Gandhi said, "To make peace on earth is first to make peace with oneself." One of my favorite comes from mystic poet Thomas Merton, who wrote, "We are not at peace with others because we are not at peace with ourselves. And we're not at peace with ourselves because we are not at peace with God." Peace. Real peace. Advent peace. It has everything to do with inviting God into every situation of life. And perhaps peace is not dependent on the circumstances of life at all. Oswald Chambers, in one of his devotions, wrote, "Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God." Did you hear that? Chambers wrote, "Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God." And isn't that the message? Isn't that the takeaway from the Christmas story, the birth narratives, really the gospel itself? I believe it is. Mary had peace. Yes, in the midst of an angel that appeared to her. An angel that said, "By the way, Mary, you, a virgin, will give birth to a child. He will be the Son of the Most High, the Son of God in this young teenager, Luke says, Luke 1:38, Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." That's peace. Joseph had peace in the midst of an angel visit. The angel has said, guess what? Your girlfriend is great with child, and you're not the father, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Take her as your wife. Name him Jesus, the one who saves, Emmanuel, God with us. And Joseph, according to Matthew chapter 1, verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary home to be his wife. That's peace. Shepherds who just showed up to do their job another night, and in the midst of an angel visit, the angel shows up, and Luke said, and they were sore afraid because the angel was joined with a host of angels. And you heard the text, glory to God in the highest. They began to sing, we share with you good news of great joy, for unto us is born a Savior. Luke 2:15. When the angels had left them, and they stopped shaking, and had gone back into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. That's peace. Mary, Joseph, shepherds. But isn't that the problem? The problem is that I'm not Joseph, and I haven't had an angel that's come and said to me, don't be afraid. And you're not Mary. And most of you are glad you're not Mary, and an angel appeared and said, guess what? And very few of us even know a shepherd. Much less, how would we respond with the angel chorus? What must that have been like? No, we're East Texans. We live in Lufkin. And on this second Sunday of Advent, many, if not most, are still longing and looking for hope and peace. Oh, we put on our Sunday face. That's what we do. We put on our Sunday face and we want all to think that we're at peace. But I know, and so do you, that all around us in our community and in our church this morning, there's hurt and confusion. All around us, some of you came in today with great burdens and pain and crisis and chaos. If only you call out to God, if only God, you would take that away, maybe I would have peace. If only God, this wasn't in my life, I would have peace. God, if I could only have this, if only. Oswald Chambers was right. Peace comes not with the absence of trouble, but peace comes with the presence of God. The presence of God, not the circumstances in life. Peace comes from Jesus. Peace. Real peace. Advent peace. It comes from Jesus. Jesus even told us that. He told his apostles. He told those who were listening. John wrote down his words and remembered them when Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Jesus continued, "And I will ask the Father, and God the Father will give you a helper, an advocate. He'll give you a friend to walk with you and to be with you forever. And the Spirit of truth will be in you. The world cannot accept him because the world neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you." Jesus said, "I will not leave you as an orphaned, but I will come to you." And as if the disciples needed to hear more, Jesus said, "Peace, again, peace I leave with you." John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. But I give. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't even be afraid." This week you will read John 16 in your devotion guide, verse 33. Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, in Lufkin, Texas, your home, at your job, in your church, you will have trouble. But take heart, for I have overcome the world." Peace. It's the second Sunday of Advent, and I'm sorry the hope candle's having trouble staying lit, but I think it's significant that peace always sits right next to hope. I don't think we can separate hope from peace. I believe peace finds its foundation in hope. Listen to the angel chorus. Listen to what Luke said. "Glory to God," the angel said, "glory to God on earth." Glory to God on earth. Peace in your life. Peace in your family. Peace in your heart. The song that Kurt and the choir sang, "Let There Be Peace on Earth," is probably the leading Christmas song of this year. Although it came out last year in the middle of COVID, it didn't get near the play that it's getting this year. If you're listening to anything, you're going to hear that song. The lady that sings it looks a little bit better than Kurt, but it's a great words of that song. But I found one written in 2008 by Laura Story, "Perfect Peace." I want to end the sermon by reading this song. I know it's surprising you that I would ever quote a song, but stay with me. This song was written as if Jesus was saying it to you. "Stay close by my side. Keep your eyes on me. Though this life is hard, I will give you perfect peace. In this time of trial, pain that no one sees, trust me when I say that I will give you perfect peace. And you'll never walk alone. And you'll never be in need. Though I may not calm the storms around you, you can always hide in me. Burdens that you bear offer no relief. Let me bear your load, because I'll give you perfect peace. Stay close by my side, and you'll never walk alone. Keep your eyes on me, and you'll never be in need. Though this life is hard, know that I will always give you peace. I'll always give you perfect peace. Peace on earth. Peace. Advent peace. Jesus' gift for you. Shall we pray? And so, as we begin this second week of Advent, in the world in which we live, in our families, in our homes, all around us, we need a word of peace. As we make this journey, as we continue to hang on to the hope we have in you, now we are overcome by the gift you gave in Christ, the gift of peace. So what will we do with it? Will we just keep it to ourselves? Will we just hang on to that peace? Or will we live in that peace and experience that peace and open that gift and even share that peace with others? Oh God, you have given us so much. Let us commit this day to not just keep it, but to share it, to go and tell it everywhere we go. Give us eyes to see those who are hurting and those who are lonely and those in chaos and those who just need to know of the hope and the peace. Let us tell the story. Let us go and tell the story. It's my prayer in Jesus' name.